Hello, everyone. This is Jay Dobbins on the Marvel DC Multiverse. We are now at episode 449, and I'll be doing a review on Madam Web. So, spoiler alert, if you have not seen Madam Web, I strongly suggest you not listen to this episode. You've been warned. So, the movie takes place in 1973 in the jungles of Peru. A research team led by Ezekiel Sims and his pregnant partner Constance Webb discovers an unidentified species of spider with rare healing properties. Ezekiel betrays the team and claims the spider for himself before leaving Constance for dead. An indigenous tribe attempts to save Constance, but she dies shortly after giving birth to Cassandra. So in 2003, Cassandra, going by Cassie, works as a paramedic in New York City alongside her co-workers Ben Parker and O'Neill. So during a dangerous call, Cassie falls into the water and has a near-death experience. Ben revives her, but she begins to experience visions. Initially, she dismisses them as deja vu. But after failing to prevent O'Neill's death, Cassie realizes that she can see into the future. So Ezekiel, who has limited precognition power and enhanced physical abilities, collects information on three young women. Julia Cornwall, Anya Corazon, and Maddie Franklin. His visions lead him to believe that they are destined to kill him. Cassie is also drawn to the same women and intervenes to stop Ezekiel from ambushing them at Grand Central Terminal. She steals a taxi and saves Julia, Anya, and Maddie out of the city to hide them in a nearby forest. Cassie returns to her apartment and finds Constance's notes and reveals Ezekiel's identity and the true nature of his powers. Ignoring Cassie's instructions, the girls go to a diner where Ezekiel finds them. After briefly incapacitating Ezekiel by by ramming him with the car, of course, Cassie takes the girls back to Queens, and they take refuge in Ben's house. Cassie flies to Peru and tracks down a tribal chief who saved her mother. The chief puts Cassie through a ritual that separates her soul from her body. She experiences a plane of higher consciousness where all living things are connected and where every possible future can be seen. She learns that Constance sought the spider to save her from a fatal hereditary disease. Ben's pregnant sister-in-law, Mary, goes into labor and he takes her to the hospital along with the girls. Ezekiel intercepts them again, but Cassie rescues the girls in an ambulance and distracts Ezekiel so Ben and Mary can escape. The group lures Ezekiel to a condemned firework factory and sets up traps to disorient him while Cassie calls for a medical evacuation helicopter to fly to their location. Ezekiel destroys the helicopter and separates the girls, then taunts Cassie with Constance's death. So Cassie uses her powers to guide the girls to safety. She sets off the final trap, which fatally crushes Ezekiel. An ignited firework strikes Cassie in the face, blinding her. Cassie is taken to a hospital just as Mary gives birth to her son. So Cassie wakes up to discover that she is now blind and paralegic due to her injuries. However, her clairvoyance enables her to see fully into the future. Cassie assures the girls that she will mentor them in the future roles when the time comes. So, I'm gonna give it a 70 out of 100, to be honest. Why? Because one, it does not connect to the multiverse saga, or any universe really. It's like it's its own universe. Second, they weren't allowed to use Peter Parker's name, thanks to Marvel Studios. And there were no post-credit scenes or after-credit scenes. So we don't know if the movie's going to tie into Secret Wars in the future or tie into the Venomverse, where Peter Parker's, Tom Holland's Spider-Man would possibly teleport to one from his universe to the Venomverse. So he might be in both universes at some point. And I think Madame Web will be the key to all that. So, and the movie could have been, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, the movie could have been better, but, you know, obviously the action sequences that we've seen in the trailer were pretty much it. And they weren't Spider-Girls for very long. They were probably like Spider-Girls for like a few seconds. So, now Dakota Johnson, you know, even though she trashed the film, she gave it her all, which I give her that. So I'm very happy for her for that. So I think that she should be Madame Web in the future. However, in order for her to get back to being Madame Web, in order for her to reprise her role, she would have to have Marvel Studios at the table. So that way they can assure her, because they can assure her that she will be part of the MCU going forward. So, yeah, I mean, we didn't have a post-credit scene. It's like Sony just did their own thing. And now the movie did not make a whole lot of money, which sucks, but, you know, what can you do? So even though the budget was the production budget was $80 million, the movie made, I would say, $77.8 million worldwide. Because the majority of Marvel fans don't know who this character is unless they read the Spider-Man comics. So most Marvel movie fans are not aware of this character's existence. So with that being said, if they had done like a Tom Holland cameo or had Peter Parker in there, because Peter Parker was in there, but they didn't give out the name. So obviously Peter Parker is the son of Mary Parker and Richard Parker. So Richard Parker was not even seen in the film, and Aunt May was not. She was referred to, you know, she was an Easter egg because he was seeing someone. It was serious, so obviously it was Aunt May, but her name was never mentioned. So yeah, Sony would, I don't know, I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't think Sony. So right now, I don't see how they could succeed in the Sony Spider-Verse at this point. So, but we will see. Only time will tell. So, yeah, I think they should have. It could have been better, to be honest. So that's all I could say. So feel free to. That concludes this review. So feel free to. Yeah, by the way, there's not a whole lot of action sequences either, so the car chase was pretty intense, though. I like that. Yeah, and another thing as well, I don't know why Ezekiel Sims was the villain in this movie, because in the Spider-Man comics, he fought alongside Spider-Man. So, I'm still trying to figure that out. And I'm guessing Ezekiel Sims is never going to meet Spider-Man unless he's from a different universe, so we'll see how that goes. But yeah, so that concludes this review. Feel free to follow us on Instagram. We're available on iTunes, Google Play Music App, Spotify, and of course YouTube.